And now, stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some darling songs, some songs about kitties, some songs about Twilight, and celebrate some birthdays. And tonight, we're here live in the massive KISL studio complex in the greenhouse at Avalon City Park in Avalon, Santa Catalina Island, California. You can reach the studio here by dialing 310-510-SHOW. That's 310-510-SHOW or 7469 on your telephone dial. So, listener Richard in Illinois reminded me that Ted Weems' birthday was September 26th of 1901, and he sent me a copy of Ted Weems and his orchestra's recording of Darling, Not Without You. So here's Perry Como to start off a set of Darling songs.
I'd like to get away from every city street to some romantic spot where sky and water meet, a place that offers something daringly new, darling, not without you. I want to see the moon that makes the desert bright. I want Niagara in a flood of amber light, the Adirondacks with its beautiful views, but darling, not without you. Familiar faces, the same stupid places, are giving me a wanderlust. I want to do things and go everywhere, but you must be there, you must. The Mardi Gras at New Orleans I'm thinking of, or out in Hollywood among the stars I love. There are so many things I'm dying to do, but darling, not without you. Thank you.
sweetheart, Polly dear. Thrill me, darling, with the words I want to hear. In your dark eyes so smiling, a promise I see, but your true lips won't say you care for me. Oh, my darling, if my daydreams would come true, you would meet me at a secret rendezvous, and I'd find the paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Call me darling, call me sweetheart, call me dear.
Irving Kaufman in November of 1924 with Oh, How I Love My Darling. On that Vocalion 78, the band was credited as the Ambassadors, but it was released on a whole bunch of labels, including Beltona, Coliseum, Guardsman, Home Accord, and Scala, with the band credited as the American, New Jersey, Maryland, and Home Accord Dance Orchestras. the Old Virginians, the Pavilion Orchestra, and the original Black Band. Edgar Leslie wrote the lyrics, and Harry Woods composed the music. Before that was the Wallace Trio recording for the Harmony label, Columbia's budget label, and Call Me Darling from October 8, 1931. Bert Riedfell, Mart Freiberg, and Rolf Marbet wrote the music, and the English lyrics were penned by Dorothy Dick. Call Me Darling was preceded by DeBroy Summers' band with an unidentified vocal quartet, which sounded a lot like the Victor Light Opera chorus, on Darling, I'm Longing to Greet You. That was written by Ed Heyman and recorded May 2, 1931. And we started off that Darling set with Perry Como, backed by Ted Weems and his orchestra in Chicago on September 27, 1936, and Darling, Not Without You. That was another Ed Heyman composition, this time written with Abner Silver and Al Sherman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. And we're here tonight live in the KISL studios in Avalon, California. This next segment is about kitties, as I mentioned, and the reason for that is that my wife and I got a new kitty a couple of weeks ago, actually last week. And we've been longtime cat people, but haven't had a cat for several years now after the last two died after long and prosperous lives. But we have a new 6-month-old kitty named Luca. So I hope Luca is listening, because here is Harry Reaser's Syncopators to start off a set of rapidly rotating records about kitties. Thank you.
Thank you.
Willie Krieger and his orchestra from a Banner 78 waxed December 17th, 1928, and Cat's Kittens, a Willie Krieger composition. Before that, the Fred Van Epps trio was Teasing the Cat, all the way back on December 20th, 1916. Fred Van Epps, along with Wessel Ossmann, were the most recorded banjoists of the time. Fred Van Epps formed his trio in 1912 with his brother Bill Van Epps and pianist Felix Arndt. The trio we just heard consisted of Fred, Nathan Glantz on C Melody Sax, and pianist Fred Banta, who also had a birthday this past week. He was born on September 28th, 1897, and we may hear from him a little later on in the show. Teasing the Cat, which is something that's not very nice and you shouldn't do, was written by Charles Johnson, who was born in Kansas City, Kansas on December 3rd, 1876. He wrote over 300 songs in his career, including a number of rags, such as Dill Pickles, but he also wrote popular songs, including the sentimental ballad Sweet and Low. The Van Epps trio was preceded by Joe King Oliver with a cornet solo and accompanied by Jelly Roll Morton on Tomcat. That December 1924 recording was issued on the Autograph label. Autograph Records were produced by Marsh Laboratories, Incorporated of Chicago, which was founded in 1922 by Orlando R. Marsh. Marsh Laboratories was the first American record company to issue electric recordings on a regular commercial basis. We started that feline set with Harry Reaser's Syncopators and The Cat. The vocalist on that February 16, 1927 recording was Tom Stax. Well, I invited people to call in here to the studio at 310-510-SHOW, but I had an even bigger surprise, better surprise than somebody calling in, and that's by three friends dropping in here to the studio, all the way from See Me at Fox Landing. We've got Nick and Travis and Sarah, and your mics are all on now. Hi, guys.
Hey
there, guys. Hi, good evening.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, thanks for coming down. I appreciate it. Enjoying the music?
Absolutely.
Oh, delightful.
So, tell us what's going on at Catalina Island Marine Institute these days.
I'll tell you what, a whole lot of good things. We just finished with our last Y group, and that is all done with, and kids are aplenty.
Good. Teaching kids all about marine biology and oceanography and good stuff like that.
And the ocean has been kind to us the last week and a half or so, so it's been a great time.
It has. I was at Toyon Bay the last 3 days, and the weather was beautiful over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Just perfect.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down, and I hope you'll stick around for the rest of the show. Last week I mentioned a tune called Just a Song at Twilight. Okay, you're way ahead of me. Yep. Here's a set of rapidly rotating records about twilight, beginning with Eddie Wittstein and his orchestra.
Thank you.
fingers is a memory rare. In twilight dreams, I see the vision of a girl I love. Thank you.
the peace of the moonlight, your kiss to thrill me through. There's a wonderful, wonderful silence, and my weary heart finds rest in the hush of the twilight. That's the hour I love the best.
Rhythm Band, directed by George Fisher, with In the Hush of the Twilight. The band is credited on that September 16th, 1928 Piccadilly 78 as Tony Young's Ramblers, and the vocalist was Eddie Grossbart. In the Hush of the Twilight was written by Clifford Sailer, S-E-Y-L-E-R, and John P. Long, L-O-N-G. Before that, we heard Johnny Marvin with The Columbians and Twilight Rose from May 9th, 1927. Twilight Rose was written by Paul Corbell and Harry Powell. Twilight Rose was preceded by Twilight from a Brunswick 78 wax December 16th, 1926. The band had tried their hand at Twilight on December 8th and November 22nd, but both of those efforts were rejected. Credited on the label was Carl Fenton and his orchestra, which was one of the biggest selling orchestra leaders of the 20s. Only trouble was, he was a complete fabrication, a figment of the imagination of Brunswick musical director Walter G. Gus Henschen. When Henschen left Brunswick in 1927, violinist Ruby Greenberg acquired the rights to the name and even legally changed his name to Carl Fenton at some point. We began that Twilight set with Eddie Wittstein, who was a real person, and his orchestra, and Twilight Dreams from 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. And tonight, we have a special edition. If you have any marine biology-related question, you are invited to call in here to the studio at 310-510-SHOW. That's 310-510-7469. And I just happen to have a panel of experts in marine biology here, friends who have come down from Catalina Island Marine Institute at Fox Landing here on the island to say hi. So welcome to Nick and Travis and Sarah. We had a number of other birthdays this past week, and I will tell you about those after we hear from them. Thank you.
I say I love you, would you say that won't do? Or would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I rhyme cottage small with the words kiss and bliss, then would you say that is okay, leave it that way? If I use a line like wedding in June, would you agree to help me with a tune? For the punch, suppose I'd add baby smiles, mom and dad. Would I be wrong, or would you say leave it that way?
With bottoms up, trouble passes with bottoms up. But while you're swinging, keep singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go right to it with bottoms up, overdo it with bottoms up. But while you're swaying, keep saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You've got hips, so shake those hips, shake until you're feeling fine. If you get spry, stop and try walking on a straight, straight line. Just make merry and drain the cup. Go through life with your bottoms up. 'Cause you'll be forgiven for living hallelujah if you do the bottoms up. Thank you.
Wow, an hour goes by fast when you've got good friends here in the studio and good music. That was I Can't Realize by Ben Sullivan and his orchestra. Written by George Gershwin, who had a birthday this past week on September 26, 1898. Before that was Tea for Two by the Green Brothers Novelty Band. That was written by Vincent Eumanns and Irving Caesar. And Vincent Eumanns had a birthday last week on September 27th, 1898. That was preceded by Bottoms Up, Ben Burney and his orchestra, with Dick Robertson, the vocalist. Written by Cliff Friend, whose birthday was yesterday, October 1st, 1893. And that set started off with Leave It That Way by the Hi-Hatters, with Frank Luther doing the vocal. That was written, composed by Fred Fisher, with the lyrics by Andy Rice. Fred Fisher was born September 30th, 1875. I'm Glenn Robison. This has been Rapidly Rotating Records. And I hope you will click in or tune in again next week and every week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.